What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. What's up, Survivor Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Cast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I watched Survivor last night, and I would imagine that everybody who's watching this week's episode also watched Jason's two-hour episode that he's been asking for all season. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. It was great to have a two-hour episode, even though they did kind of stretch it out a little bit with some extra commercials.
Yeah, it was really more like an hour and 45 minutes with a 15-minute preview.
So many different times where they took a break where they normally wouldn't take a break, and then you had that extra segment at the end that they normally leave for the finale
that
they tacked on to the end last night. But I'm feeling good, but then I'm also feeling sad because as of now, we only have one more night of this Survivor season, and that makes me feel sad. But.
All right, so Jason's sad. Scott, welcome to the show. Did you watch Survivor?
I did watch Survivor.
Good thing, because you won't have to talk about it.
Good episode. Man, you know, I knew that the finale was next week, but then when they said it again last night, I was like, damn, that flew by. Like, this season has flown by as far as, I mean, you know, it really has. But two good, you know, good episode last night. I was a little upset at the ending. Like, they had like 10 minutes left and they did like a recap I thought maybe they would try to squeeze in
the more game.
Yeah, they could have squeezed in at least the start of the
That would have been neat, like a little cliffhanger.
Yeah, and then
to get
like
back
you
in
know,
challenge.
Yeah, to get back in challenge and like
maybe there was no cliffhanger. Maybe Natalie has such an advantage that she won it in about 3 minutes.
I don't know, but
yeah, I mean, as the episode kind of went along, I knew, okay, wait, there's going to be time at the end. It'd be cool if they did it, but, you know, they're going to, with all these returning players who are known by viewers, they're going to save that to make people watch the finale. So I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen.
I mean, if you've been watching all along, aren't you really going to watch the finale anyway?
You are, but it could pique some interest of some non-regular viewers.
I guess. I mean,
I think it's just. It's for us, yeah. It's a little recap, a little lead in. They had time to fill, and why not use it to kind of hype, even for the fans?
Is next week supposed to be 3 hours?
3 hours.
So I'm wondering if the first hour is going to be what got us to this point, kind of thing.
No.
They don't do that.
Well, you're going to have the battle back, okay? Then, so you're going to have that fallout, right? The response to that. Then you're going to have a challenge. Then you're going to have the pre-tribal on the island scramble. Then you're going to have tribal. Then you're going to do – and so they're going to churn out because you got to vote out how many – there's going to be seven on the island?
Well, no, there's going to be six. You got to get down to four
until that final
– you got to have two vote outs until you get to the final challenge.
Okay. Two vote outs before then. And then you get down to three.
And then you have your
Q&A, which that takes a good – 15 minutes maybe,
especially now that you have more jury members. Maybe it goes longer than usual.
Ooh,
with only
yeah,
you know 10
nice.
Jury members.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're gonna have if they do the cut-ins on the live, like, hey, Jeff's gonna talk to everybody on Zoom or something,
which they probably
do something like that.
Will do. You know, they didn't really mention anything about how that's gonna go next week. Normally, like, oh, join us live, you know, next week for the finale, and the previous year, like, join us live at studio, whatever, for the finale. But now they're like, oh, join us next week for the season finale, not mentioning anything about any kind of live reaction after in terms of, like, Zoom, talking with everybody. They didn't really discuss how that was going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
Unless maybe they pre-record it after the fact. I mean, they could. They don't have to be live. They might pre-record it. And just, you know, I guess we'll see. But
yeah. All right. So I guess start at the beginning.
All right. Oh, shoot. It's so much to remember. How did they start?
I think they started out of the vote, getting
Kim.
Kim out. And they really didn't talk about the vote too much. I mean, Michelle talked about it with Jeremy a little bit.
Well, most people were in on it, so it wasn't like a big shock value. Oh, and that's right. Michelle going to Nick pretty much saying, Do you really honestly see a path?
That was after
the first
Jeremy.
She went to Jeremy.
Yeah. She went to Jeremy when Jeremy was still in and they were trying to figure out what to do. And
was this the first time that they really came out and admitted that the trio, Cops R Us plus Ben, was a solid thing, a lock to the final three?
Yeah, because I didn't realize Ben was with them.
No, I thought they kept I knew they were kind of together, but I didn't know that they had like solidified something like a final three deal.
Yeah, and that kind of goes.
I don't think I'd want to go to the finals with Ben.
I think you could beat him there, but yeah. I mean, I think you could definitely beat him, but if it comes down to like if you lose the final four challenge and you have to go make fire against him, he's gonna beat you, and that's it's kind of what they said last night. It was interesting when they were making this, you know, several times, and maybe that's just, you know, the way it was edited this year. I feel like the editing could have been better this whole season, but like it's like they talked about, well, you don't want to bring Bren to the final four because he's gonna kick your ass in the fire thing, and then they switched to Denise. Oh, she took out the Queen Slayer, and then they switched around so often, and they never really. I mean, I guess that's part of raising the question of who are they gonna vote for, but they seem to jump around a lot without really going back to.
Or maybe, but it's also again like when Denise did that. It was like – it's almost like – you ever see those animated data things sometimes on social media? And it's like it'll show like the number of – even if it's COVID cases, it's the bar graph or like
– Oh, yeah. It is
stacked and it's constantly doing as time goes on. So you could almost do that with this season about who's like the power rankings. Like, and there was a time where Denise shot to the top when she did that. But then her stock slowly dropped and then somebody else pops up and stop. So it's kind of like – I think it edited that way because – these are all winners, and they're each week somebody else makes a move. I mean, Michelle's stock at some point was relatively high. Now it's not.
Still have her as your pick, though.
Motherfucker. Yep. Hey, she's still alive. Hey, she survived two vote outs.
That's right. You know,
she's still there, right?
I have to think that she's going to be
gone, even,
probably.
Like, even Jeremy, like, I remember us talking early on. Like, we felt like Jeremy was a big favorite to win, but honestly, what has Jeremy done really this whole game other than be on the right side of votes?
Yeah,
he other people save him. Jeremy did not actually – I think Jeremy – honestly, argue why Jeremy – like, what has Jeremy done in this game?
He doesn't have much of a resume.
Yeah, in this game he doesn't, and it was strange to see him almost
– they considered him the biggest threat.
Get it? Well, because the two previous times that he had played, he was in control of the game. Now, what really – hurt him, and it was kind of like, man, Kim dominated her game and she was never in a position of power in this game. Jeremy was in a position of power in his two games, but what knocked him off was the very first elimination, and Natalie, you know, they were together at the beginning, so his partner got knocked out the very first vote off, and that really, I think, threw him, and he was never able to really recover. And it was weird to see him kind of be, I don't know about angry, but like when Tony, you know, when the vote finally flipped on him, it seemed like he was angry at Tony. It's like, dude, Tony saved your ass the last 2 weeks. You should be thankful to even have gotten this far because Tony kept you around. They could have easily voted him out.
That's right.
So I hope there's no bitterness.
Jeremy's gameplay was throughout the game, he was constantly wanting to be in charge, and sometimes he had the illusion of being in charge, but he never actually was in charge. He had no resume, and you never know what it's like to be on the island, but they all saw him as this threat and if you really were able to step back, you'd be like, this is actually Jeremy's worth keeping around because I can beat him. If you can argue the case, like Scott said, okay, so he was a threat on his season. Well, we're not playing season 22.
Or so shouldn't they maybe kept him around? If he doesn't have much of a resume, if you take him to the finals,
Tony's comment was in every other season you want to bring somebody like that, like a Michelle or a Tony, but not a Jeremy. But this is winners. Tony at least wants to go to the finals with competitors, and he wants to win. And that's another reason to vote for Tony to win because like who wants, you know. I mean, nothing but respect for the dude.
Well, I mean, Jeremy, you know, he did have a little bit of control in the earlier part of the game when it was still a tribe game, but once it got to the individual game, he had no power whatsoever.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with you're just on the bottom of the mm-hmm. of the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, and Tony made an interesting comment to Sarah, something to the effect of, I would throw it for you or I'd, you know, get you.
He would be willing to lose. Like, if he lost, yeah. He would lose to her. Like,
and I'm almost wondering if he's going to jump in front of some kind of bullet to get her to win.
What if they have a secret agreement to, hey, let's work together, let's save each other. If either one of us wins, we'll split it. Because right. They're still going to get $1 million.
Right. I mean, that'd be a smart thing to do. But if it's them two and Ben, I mean, you got to think Ben's the odd man out on that one for sure. Because nobody really likes him.
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna keep. I mean,
do you think you can make that a deal where it's like, if I win the two, I'll give you.
Why can't you?
I mean, unless it's prohibited in an official contract or waiver.
Right, but how are they gonna? How can they prove it?
How do they enforce it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
If they already give you the money and you do what you want, it's your money.
I mean, unless they monitor your bank account activity. I mean, I don't know.
Right. I mean, it's possible to do. I mean, you're not supposed to, but I mean, hey, why not? Be like, look, I'll give you $500,000 if you make sure that I win.
I thought the challenges
fire
were kind of
interesting. Fire tokens, man. It's fire tokens. I'll give you
– right.
I want to come back to the fire tokens in a second, but I thought the challenges were kind of interesting because they were like, you know, the first one, we want to get Nick out. So what happens? Nick wins immunity.
I knew that too. I said that to Renee when they happened. It's like they want to get out Nick, and it's like, oh, well, he's going to win immunity, and sure enough.
And then the second one, we're going to get out Michelle. Well, she wins immunity. So it's kind of like – and then, you know, Nick threw that disadvantage to Ben. I don't know. If you're going to do that, wouldn't you try to get him out?
It was
– I mean, what was the point of doing that if you're not going to try to get rid of him?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they tried. They just didn't have the votes to get him out. But it's crazy. Like, inadvertently, he kind of caused himself to get voted out because they were probably going to go for Michelle over Nick.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? But, I mean, he couldn't – it's not like he could give the disadvantage to Michelle after taking her tokens. I mean, I guess he could have. It would have been a dick move, but he could have.
What happens if it comes in a tie? Like, if somebody has – like, for instance, last night, if Michelle would have played – her token for Jeremy.
Right.
She would have had two, and I want to say Ben would have had two. Does it go by whoever total fires?
No, they would have revoted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they would have revoted. Obviously, Ben would have – I mean, Jeremy would have still been, you know, immune if she – and they would have just revoted and
– it would be interesting if they used it to the – if they said, well, we'll count – like – every time somebody votes for you, if there's a tie, whoever has the most votes against them total leaves. That way it kind of makes you contemplate your burn votes and kind of strategize your burn votes. Does that make sense?
And that's what happens. Like, if you split your vote and there ends up being a tie and idols are used or you realize you didn't have to, then you re-vote. And then you just throw all your votes to the person who you know doesn't have an idol, and boom, they're gone.
No, I'm talking about total overall votes. You look at every tribal council.
Oh.
And whoever has the most total votes in all the tribal councils, if there's a tie between two people, whoever has the most total votes from every tribal council between those two people would get voted off.
Have they ever done that before? I wonder. It sounds almost familiar that they might have. Season two or three, they might have. I could be wrong, but
yeah, I don't know.
Make you strategize how to use your burn votes.
There was a time where total votes counted, and maybe it was just somebody's argument to win. Like, I never had a single vote cast against me. I've heard that argument before, but I could have sworn maybe season one or two that the number of votes and prior your total vote count dictated an outcome of something, of like whether you went home in a tie or not. And because they've had a few different tie breaking options. They've drawn rocks, they've done the fire challenge, they do the revote, they do it was always just different each season.
Were y'all surprised that Michelle didn't use her 50-50 for Jeremy?
No, because she, I mean, she knew she was on the chopping block. It had been stupid, because then Jeremy would have been safe. They'd have revoted and Michelle would have gotten voted out. So it was, at that point, it was smart to keep it on yourself, because you know, either Jeremy or Michelle.
She would have probably gone home had she done it.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's assuming Jeremy would have flipped safe. Like, Jeremy flips not safe, then he goes home anyway.
Well, Ben, Tony, and Sarah all vote for.
In the initial vote, there were three for Jeremy. So if Jeremy flips it and it's not safe, he would have gotten voted out anyway. Now, he flips safe, then it would have been a tie, 2-2.
And Ben, and then she goes home because of the revote.
Right. Yeah.
They would all jump on her.
She had to.
But she made the right move for herself.
Yeah. One thing, I mean, I'm glad it didn't happen, but I was very surprised that when Tony didn't win immunity either time, that, you know, outside of Sarah, everybody else should have been like, hey, this is the guy that's going to win. I feel like this happens more often than not in Survivor when it's, now maybe that's because we see the edit in place and we kind of see how the game's moving. So we have an idea of, man, he's clearly played the best game. He should win. Maybe when you're out there, you don't see it quite as much, but it's crazy to me that you have a player that when they're vulnerable,
because they're playing an alliance game at this point. It's not new school anymore. It's old school. And then the three of them have an alliance. Denise tried, right? Denise said when Tony was in the spy shack, Denise said, the three of us can get Tony out. But they're not going to do that. It's an alliance. If you watch Big Brother, you can kind of, if you compare Survivor to Big Brother, when you watch Big Brother, you see more, because you can watch the live feeds, but Big Brother shows a lot more of that alliance piece of it, where people are talking. And when you're locked in an alliance with somebody in these reality shows, sometimes, like, if it's a tight alliance, a strong alliance, it doesn't matter. That I know Tony's the leader of our alliance, but it's an alliance. And I'm not bending, I'm not breaking, I'm going to stick with it. And then we have an agreement that once we get to a certain point, there's fair game, and you do that. So if I'm outside that alliance, like Denise in this case, as long as I can get to that final four, one of them is going to need me, and that's when I can slide in. And then there's going to be a combination of being on the right side of the challenge in order to finish that slide in. Or, I mean, it's a risk. It's like your desperate move at the end. Or the three of them could truly take each other. But, you know, if I'm in the alliance, I betray that alliance at the very end.
I mean, if you're
an outsider to say, you come, like, if I'm Tony, that's why Tony kept Nick over here, right? Tony always had Nick. He's got Ben, he's got Nick, he's got Sarah. Sarah had Sophie. Tony took Sophie out. So now Sarah doesn't have, but Tony already had Nick and Ben, but this time he had to get rid of Nick. Okay, that's a pawn. You get rid of your pawn. So he's still got Sophie. Sophie has no one else. He's got Ben. Ben has no one else. He doesn't have Denise. So Sophie and, what's her name?
Michelle.
No, the cop.
Sarah.
Sarah and Denise, if Denise is good, she can swing, you know, she can do something with
her. I don't think she'll be able to swing.
But like, Tony played the best game because he had his alliance, his core of people that were in a group alliance, but then he also had a couple of these little one-offs that were like, they thought Nick, I mean, look at Nick. Nick thought, somebody came to Nick and was like, look, got to get Tony out. Nope. Tony's my ride or die. Really? But Nick, he had that, somehow Tony had him convinced. And you're right, we don't see the edit. We see only the edited piece. We don't see
all the other. If only we had 2-hour episodes all year, maybe we'd have seen more of this.
Right. But even this, the 2-hour episode, there really was very little. It was very, like, they only showed you the plays of the game. It was like, still felt like a highlight reel, where it's like, okay, we're going to show you this conversation, which is going to set up that later him or her in a tribal. And then we're going to show you the challenge. And the reason I had to show you that before the challenge was because the person that they all agreed they were going to do actually
right,
won.
Right.
So that, then you're going to have to follow that. It was very, I mean, it was very like,
paint by numbers.
Yeah. But we're not getting, especially in this episode, and it felt like a fast-paced episode because of it, but we literally, what we watched was a game. We didn't watch a social.
Okay, well, I mean, so getting back to that, so like at the beginning of the episode, when you still, like, Jeremy was still in, Michelle, you still had Jeremy, Michelle, Denise. And I guess that's the problem with Nick. Nick somehow stuck with Tony when in reality he should have joined with Jeremy, Michelle, and Denise and gotten rid of Tony. Because then that would have guaranteed him, you know, making it to the end. That was his mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, he chose wrong. He chose poorly. Beat you to it.
Yep.
I know the fire tokens played a role, especially for the people in Extinction. And to an extent, the people in the game, because it gave, like, you know, gave Nick that opportunity to buy that disadvantage. Do you feel like it should have played more of a role? Or do you feel like maybe it's the first go around, so they'll expand? Maybe they're kind of just testing it out. Maybe they'll expand upon it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
They will.
I think that's what it is. Because I feel like it was like a throwaway line last time. It's like, oh, by the way, this is the last time you can use fire tokens in the game. It's like, well, I thought people were collecting these for some big something, and apparently that didn't happen. It was just, I guess, you can buy food.
But that's classic, you know, like Survivor is you throw a new element out there, and then you let the game and the players determine its value. And I like that about it. And yes, it will evolve, I think. But I think the whole thing was, let's just throw these tokens in here, and they will tell us what it means to them. And I mean, they turned it into a currency. And then I like the inflation. Like, throughout the season, things got more expensive. Natalie, I mean, she had 14 dang tokens by the end of the
which is crazy. I mean, she, you know, that's
she's been
obviously being on Extinction Island sucks, but she was there so long. Like, she, the challenge they had, she knew exactly where to go, so it was kind of like an advantage to be there longer. Like, it's crazy that the first person voted out of this game and now has the best chance.
I think she's got to be the one to get back in.
And I'm not a big fan of having so many advantages in this get back in challenge. I'd rather everybody, and I mentioned it at the last get back challenge, I'd rather everybody be on a level playing field in the challenge to get back in. Like, she's got three, whatever the advantages may be, now she's got three advantages coming in. And
an immunity. An yep.
You know,
well, a few of them have an idol, right? Going
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Rob's got one. Now she gave Tyson one.
Right. Yeah.
If now, he gets back are in. Those idols only good for one, that first council?
I think that's probably the last.
How far can they take you?
I mean, that's probably the last council that you could use any kind of idol for. That goes back to that one season.
I was gonna say, like, Rob could maybe toss her and his idol if he loses or something, or Tyson could toss and she'd go in with three idols.
Yeah, but then you're in a situation, what happened with Sari a few years ago, where she got voted out only because everybody else had basically an idol. Mm-hmm. And there was no vote, which I...
Well, this
I
isn't everybody else having an idol. It's her having idols to take her all the way to the finals because there's...
No, but it, but I think, you know, they don't let you use idols past a certain point, I'm guessing.
Does Denise still have an idol?
No, I thought so, but no. I don't. She used it.
Did she now?
Well, because when they show the person, if they had an idol, they say... immunity idol.
As you remember our stat board, we're gonna have like one idol, 14 tokens, right. One battle, so pack, half and half.
So I think it's just Ben and Tony have idols. I think those are the only two idols.
Well, I forgot that they had idols.
Well, nobody knows other than Tony. Nobody knows Ben has one. They were so ready to vote out Ben, and I was like, well, he'll just play his idol, and then boom.
Yeah, he didn't.
So Ben has an idol, and only Tony knows about it. Tony has an idol, and nobody knows about it. Sarah.
Sarah probably.
I don't know. I don't know for sure, though.
Actually, I think he told Ben, too.
He might have, yeah.
So, oh, yeah, Ben found his in front of Tony. That was last week. That's right.
There's how many more tribals before the final three? Three?
You got six. You go the tribal at six, the tribal at five, and then you have your final four, which will be your fire maker, and then your final.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fire maker is not really a vote out.
So they have two more. So they...
Two votes.
They have to use it in the next two votes.
Sometimes it's like you can only use it when there's six
when
left.
There's six left.
You can use it when there's. You can't play an idol when there's five.
Right. I mean, I wish it was explicitly stated. Okay, this is the last time you can use this. You know, that's usually one thing. Is. Huh?
I know Sarah said it was the last time. Not Sarah. Michelle said this is the last time I can use this. So.
Right. But in terms of like a regular, you know, hidden immunity idol that you find, what's the last?
I think there's like it's more like before you start the show, maybe in the rules or something. It's like all regular idols.
I feel like that's never really specifically mentioned, or if it was way back when, they should reiterate it so that we know. Okay, this is the last.
Well, they might.
It'll come up in conversation.
Or maybe it never had to because idols were all played by the time you had to say it. And I was like, yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Something you said earlier made me want to bring something up, and now I forgot what it was. Oh, extinction. So each week we find more and more evidence that extinction is actually a resort on the other side of that rock. And this week's evidence comes from there was a point where you remember Yule was like bending over, giving a little hug. It was that sunrise thing where Amber was telling her thing and she was talking about Parvati's hair was like, she
did
just
look
got
flowing.
Out of the salon.
It did.
And I think she even had, and they, like, they were, all looked like they were coming. They were like, why was they, were they greeting each other? It was almost like, hey, good morning. We're all here. You know, it's like, they're all hanging out there. And then even in the regular thing, like when Michelle was having one of her diary sessions, even her hair, it was like combed. You could tell a comb went through that hair. I mean, I'm sorry. These people are not living. Even the contestants, I think, are living better than what they're presenting.
I mean, they might have.
And I'm sorry. They're not eating a fucking a spoonful of rice, Rob.
It's all the rice we get.
Well, I mean, Rob
right here.
Rob did look. Rob did look like he lost a little weight when they showed him.
Well, I think there is a weight loss thing that I mean, maybe they are struggling to eat a little bit, but they're not eating one spoonful of rice.
Okay.
They're just it's not going to be legal. I don't know.
So y'all think Natalie's going to get this?
I do. And last night is where she even got an edit that suggested that she's getting it. I mean, she's eating the peanut butter. Benevolent. She gives Tyson a idol. She's still got all these tokens. And now what she could do, Scott, to bring value to your tokens is when she gets back there, she'll buy a vote. But again, it's like.
Tokens don't mean anything anymore.
You can't use them anymore.
I mean, they have no value in the game itself anymore.
Then why is she excited that she has 5 tokens when she gets back?
Maybe she doesn't know it. But, I mean, Jeff seemed to say...
He said this is the last chance to use the
fire. It's the last
tokens.
Time you can use your tokens for anything. So, right, at this point, like, just use all your... Like, get idols for other people. Like, why even have any tokens for yourself?
But he said that to Extinction, right?
No, he said that at a tribal, I think.
Yeah.
Or after a competition.
He said it at a challenge, I think.
At a challenge, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I mean.
It's the last chance you can earn.
I mean, luckily, like, there are a few other people that do have an advantage, you know, in the challenge. It's not 3. Now, I don't know what 3 compared to 1 is going to be. I hope this is like this massive, massive, massive challenge where it's not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. Like,
to have an element of each, right? It's probably got to have. If not a swimming, at least there's a physical. I think there's going to be some knot tying or balance.
There'll probably be some kind of puzzle.
Puzzle, right. Accuracy. It's got to play to, I think, all your...
To me, it's not right that the first person that was voted out of this entire game has been able to accumulate all this because they've been on Extinction Island the longest. They know the island back and forth. It was almost like an advantage to get voted out first compared to getting voted out 8th. And I don't like if you're voted out first, like, sorry, it's bad luck for you, but you got voted out first. You shouldn't have this much power left in the game. That it's just,
I mean, if you're voted out first, that means you've been off out of the game for so long. So wouldn't that just be an easy vote just to vote you back out?
I mean, it should be, but if at the end of the game you're looking to survive, you'll grab whoever it is. Now maybe that person also.
So you've also had all that time to work the jury. You're hanging out with the jury all that time.
Well, but I don't know. I'm wondering if because there was such backlash for the last time this happened, that the guy
they didn't change it. They did the same thing.
Well, no. I think this person is eligible to win, but I wonder if the people on the jury won't vote for this person again. Like they won't allow that to happen again because
the winners wouldn't.
Right, because look, the goal is to survive and stay alive.
I know. It's kind of like, well, it's how you, as a jury member, vote. Are you going to, where do you place the highest value? Surviving or the social game, the strategy? I think a lot of your jury, like Rob, it's not, I think Rob would vote on, did you strategically play the game well? Rob's voting for Tony.
Right.
He called him a boss last week. I think, you know, somebody like, even Amber would probably vote for strategy. Tyson would vote for strategy. But Tyson would vote for Natalie because she gave him an eye. You know what I mean? Like, right. Natalie just bought Tyson's vote is what she did.
Like, I would be, hey, you know, she's probably suffered the most having to sit over there on Extinction Island for all this time. She deserves to win more than anybody.
The fact that she's still around after being on
Extinction. Raise the white flag. You know, she's been there the longest. You know, I could see Amber voting for her.
And she stayed at Ponderosa the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd vote for her.
It's just, and that goes into another, like, one of the big things that I'm anticipating for the finale is how the votes are going to go. Like, I'm very intrigued to see how they vote, especially if whoever gets back into the game does last.
Well, and if they feel betrayed or not, are they going to be the type of player that, you know, again, these are winners who have all betrayed in order to get their wins and have done all these things and they played the game. Are they going to play bitter jury or are they going to respect the betrayals? And I think, who was it that said big mistake with Jeremy, right?
Big mistake about Tony. It's like, Jeremy, you got to get over yourself. You know, Tony saved you 2 weeks in a row. Be thankful you got here. So I am thinking, because these are winners, there's not going to be any like bitter jury.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. It's going to be more about honor and how you played the game kind of thing.
Your more recent ones are usually the bitter ones because I was so close and I thought I had people I could count on and they betrayed me. And I think it's so funny how after 40 seasons, there's still people who think like that and you don't realize they didn't suddenly betray you. They've been working you the whole time. It's Jeremy. Tony, you were the number one. He has never intended to be that guy for you. He had locked in with Sarah from the beginning. And I get you don't know that till you watch the edit. But again, don't feel betrayed. You got played. Sorry.
Right. I'm hoping that's not going to happen because to me, like the bitter jury issue, like that ruined a couple of different seasons. It ruined the season with Russell. Right. Like Russell dominated the game. And they were down and still dominated the game. And the jury was bitter and they voted somebody else. And then that when Aubrey's first season, when she made it to the final and they awarded it to somebody else, I'm like, she wasn't, you know, that other person wasn't the best player of the season. And it's frustrating. I think now with the new final tribe format, kind of like the open discussion, I think that allows for a more reasonable decision to be made by the jury.
All right, so, Jeff, you still have Michelle, and who's on Extinction? Do you have Yule? Is that who you have, or Wendell? I don't remember. Rob.
Classic. Yes. I'm going with the Survivor Classic.
Michelle and Rob.
I've got Wendell on Extinction.
Rob looks like a zombie lately, though.
Well, yeah, because his elbows.
Y'all saw that big bandage on his elbow?
Right.
Stitches.
I still got Denise and I don't remember who I said on the island. Maybe Parv. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think I had Parv from the beginning.
Yeah,
I have Denise though in the game still.
As much as I respect Natalie for accomplishing all she has so far, being stuck on Extinction Island, I hope somebody else wins the challenge. Just because I don't want the advantages to be the reason why she won the challenge.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of pulling for my boy Wendell to get back in.
I hope that future seasons, this battle back doesn't happen this late in the game. I'm sorry. Like, I love the idea of the battle back, but there needs to be a point where if you get back in the game, you play the game and you win like that instead of just sliding in at home because you just ran in from the dugout.
Right, which is kind of like the first battle back when Tyson came back in. Like, that was a perfect time.
Right.
You know, don't do it again.
Right, second half, it's almost like halfway through. Well, and again, to reference Big Brother, they do a battle back, but it's after the first, you get four votes, those four compete to get back in. That's it. So what the purpose of the Big Brother Battle Back is to prevent, like in Natalie's situation, you get voted off before you ever got a chance to play the game. It's not really right. They're fair. So get these first four, bring them back to come back and get a chance to play. And now if you get voted out again, now you deserve to be voted out. But yeah, so we'll see. I don't know.
Jeff, I see a question in the comments and I have no idea what it means.
Okay, let me see. Can you?
Dwayne Deschoteau.
He probably came and left because that comment's been up there for a while.
It says, is this taped in NOLA? If so, do I need to give my name to listen? No idea what that means.
Is this taped in NOLA? If so, do I need to give my name
to listen? No, you can listen without giving us your name. We just see your name in the chat.
So it's not taped. It's live streamed.
Yes.
And then it's recorded digitally. And then we publish it on the podcast, which you can download. So no. The answer is no and no.
There you go.
I would love to know what that means. Unless he's joking about something.
I don't know. I hope he's not asking if Survivor's taped in NOLA.
I mean, surely he knows Survivor's a show and we're talking about it.
I think he saw, wait, this isn't a Saints topic? Yeah, I'm out of here.
Are y'all in New Orleans? No, they are not.
Debbie's translating.
Thank you, Debbie.
Well, James said afternoon. Yeah, sorry, I had the wrong chat stream up. I was looking at the YouTube chat.
And there's nobody there. Crickets?
Nobody asked any questions on YouTube.
Right.
Jason's in Metri.
That's right.
Well, Debbie being in New Orleans is not going to count Jason as New Orleans. It's New Orleans people are very...
you know what?
Debbie's not in New Orleans.
Hold on. I get it now. He's talking about what the mayor came out and said, that you're going to have a log of people.
I get it now.
It just clicked.
So Dwayne is actually hilarious.
Yes, he is joking. I get it.
I was going to say, Dwayne's been a long time listener.
Yeah,
he says he's a milestone follower. So
yeah,
understand now. Yeah, no, you do not have to give your name. This is not LaToya the Destroyer's rules. We will not track down your contacts and see who you've been in contact with. None of that will go on.
All right, well, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol Survivor podcast and the Dome Patrol United Saints podcast and the Dome Patrol United Premier League podcast, which will resume as soon as the Premier League resumes as well. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol US, Dome Patrol UK. You like us on Facebook, like Dwayne, and watch the live broadcast. Also, you can follow us on YouTube. Check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Dome Patrol United or Dome Patrol Podcast. I got to actually check on that. I forgot what I set up. But anyway, we're going to start broadcasting on Twitch. What else? You can listen to us on your podcast app, which is Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play, and I'm sure some Spreaker or something like that. Anyway, there's also Dome Patrol Podcasts.
.com.
The old fashioned way. I reversed it on that one.
I see that.
Bye bye, guys. I want Natalie or D Nice, is what Debbie said. Say bye bye, donkeys.
Almost bye bye, Survivor Donkeys.
The drive is moving. And I'm drinking well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
She called me late last night, say she loved me so. But I guess you changed her mind. Well, I should have known it was.
like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell. And if I get your brother,